This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and we'll be welcoming a couple more new ones this weekend. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Thanks for what you do. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting that mail for delivery today. Thank you for what you do. And to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for what you do to keep America's passengers rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Joining us again, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, mirror, mirror on the wall, where did the tanker go? Out of Gibraltar. We were talking about that during the break. You said it just finally pulled up anchor and it's slowly somewhere off the coast of Iberia?
Yeah, it's it left Gibraltar late Sunday. It is off the waters of the Iberian Peninsula.
Uh-huh.
And we think that it's headed towards Greece, not to Syria, which was its original destination.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you hardly know. Now, the United States has an attached asset forfeiture on this tanker.
Uh-huh.
What's particularly interesting is the tanker was once named Grace One. Well, they're playing games with this thing again because now it's been renamed Adrian Daria One. The tanker is owned by Russia.
Wow.
It is, yeah. It is, was built apparently, is Korean made, owned by Russia, and it is being leased to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. Now, where we are with this is the, of all things, fascinatingly enough, ICE, and the Department of Homeland Security, along with FBI, has in fact they've got a fairly sizable investigation going on this tanker because, and actually, well, this is being centered from Colorado, of all places.
Jeez,
but. Yeah, there's always more to a story.
There is to this one, apparently. Go ahead.
Well, apparently on board this tanker was also about $1 million in cash.
Good God.
And, yeah, and which is not a lot of money, but apparently there are some front companies that that were involved in this thing, and that the front companies were created to evade sanctions, and to these front companies where they were based on would allow them to have access to the U.S. financial system where monies from U.S. entities, then we're helping fund these illicit shipments from Iran to Syria by their Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Huh.
So now we're beginning to understand some of the complications on why the United States wants this tanker and why we were fighting so hard telling Gibraltar and the courts in Gibraltar, don't just pull up anchor and let this thing go. There's more to this story.
I guess
so,
maybe.
Yeah, so we don't know where we are with it, but we shall see.
While the Navy ships from the United States and the United Kingdom are being joined now by the only two corvettes that the Bahrain Navy owns, they'll be guiding the tankers and commercial vessels through the Straits of Hormuz as well as through the Gulf of Oman. So I guess if this tanker ever makes it back down into that area, it'll be escorted by one of these warships, do you think?
I don't think it's going to get that far.
Okay, but Bahrain has stepped up to the plate, and that's a good thing. They have a vested interest in the region. I don't know that anybody else is going to join us, though. Do you?
Australia.
Okay, so Australia will be there, but they don't have a ship there yet, or do they?
I don't know. I don't know what assets they're providing.
Well, we know we have the U.S., we know the United Kingdom's there. Bahrain just announced yesterday, and they've got two corvettes that have now joined that naval escort group. And I guess what it is they alternate how they do that, taking the ships through. I guess that's what they do.
We don't know what the assignments are. Some could be doing intelligence, some could be doing port information, some could be doing drones.
Well, how about Israel? What are they doing? Do we know? I know Israel offered support and they accepted it.
I do not know. I don't know what the assignments are.
Okay, so if we find out, though, we'll let you know because I think it's very good. Okay, good morning, Uncle Rick, down in Bradenton. And he's having a lot of fun, apparently, with a new green radio toy that he's got. It's it's from the United Kingdom. Let's see, what is this? Battery pack radio in a backpack. Looks like an old RTO thing. All right, way to go there, Uncle Rick. We appreciate that. It's an old, if you've been in the military, you know what I'm talking about with the backpack radios. All right, hang on there, Denise. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the website. By the way, how many troops are going to be coming home from Afghanistan? I've heard three different numbers in the last 3 days. We'll see if we can find out from Denise what she thinks. And a lawsuit going on right now. The illegals in a detention center are suing for better living conditions and better medical care because they're entitled to it. Yeah, right. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all belong to the USCCA. They use them as their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense. And guess what? You can also get all kinds of free training, too. And you get it for the cost of your membership. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything that you own either, because you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side. We know we live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense is now a clear and present reality because of the news headlines. I don't need to tell you. You know what's going on and where it's going on at. Nobody should have to go it alone. So, folks, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo link that's right there on the homepage on the right tab about a third of the way down. You'll see it. Click on it. First thing you'll see is a free gun a day giveaway. Changes every day at midnight. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. We'd like to announce somebody on the show as a winner, and one of these times somebody's going to win that gun that's listening to this program. And you can also take advantage of one of the three different membership programs they've got there. But you become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from USCCA2 and the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. Now, that Concealed Carry magazine has discounts in it, too, for different things ranging from hunting and fishing to RVing, camping, as well as guns and ammunition. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And we're having just more fun than a pitchfork and a bunch of hay at the barn feeding the horses, right?
All right.
Okay. Sure. Okay. I had a conversation with our favorite colonel last night talking about troops in Afghanistan, and he came up with a number. I've seen two or three different numbers. But how many troops are coming home from Afghanistan?
Well, I mean, there's one is we're not bringing anybody home right now.
Right.
I mean, if there's anybody coming home, they're in a rotation base.
Right.
All right. So it's really premature to, I mean, there's 14,000 uniformed personnel there now.
Yep.
And the talk is to reduce that to half, but that's just chatter.
Uh-huh.
Is there a timeline? The answer to that is no. And so, I mean, to kind of put a number to this and a date to this would be extremely premature.
Right.
And we're not even sure that we're at the point where we're going to accept any proposals coming between the United States and talks with the Taliban. I mean, you can't trust the Taliban, and that is, I think, part of the discussion that happened this past weekend when several of the military officials, national security officials, met with Trump.
Yeah, we can't trust the Taliban. We know we can't trust
no.
ISIS, and we certainly can't trust Al-Qaeda, and all three of them are there.
Correct.
Okay, and by the way, I keep hearing more about the Iranian border with people slipping in through there. Are you hearing any scuttlebutt about that like I am?
Well, I mean, it's a common practice, so I mean, it's not like it's a new condition by any stretch.
Okay, all right, and of course I am talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, the other thing is we have got... lawsuits now that are coming. I mean, you talk about the illegals. You know, what part of the definition of illegal don't you understand? And what kind of rights exactly do they have, Denise, when you've got people...
Let me explain something.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court, I think, I don't know when this was, I don't know, years ago.
Uh-huh.
But if anybody is here on the United States, any foreign person is here in the United States, under a green card, under some kind of a visa, or here illegally, as long as they have feet on the ground here in the United States, they are afforded constitutional protections and due process.
Uh-huh.
That's ruled by the Supreme Court. Okay? Period. It could be a terrorist. It could be Osama bin Laden himself. They are afforded constitutional protections, all that it encompasses, and due process. So, if you've got a handful of illegals that are sitting in U.S. detention centers because they came here illegally and we're trying to figure out what to do with them and where they should go, blah, 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 they decide they don't like the facilities, which is where we are.
Right.
There's a class action suit that they have filed. And there's about 15 of them. They have filed a class action suit because they feel like that they're getting shoddy, get this, shoddy medical care.
Jeez.
Now, right. Now, of the 15, they include countries such as Mexico, but going as far as Sudan, by the way. One of them is in a wheelchair.
Uh-huh.
Another one is deaf. And another one says he needs surgery. So, yeah, we're giving them what? We're giving them, you know, medical care. But we have limitations.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have sign language people all over the place. We don't have a bunch of, you know, surgeons of whatever specialties, you know, hanging at the ready call. So, I mean, one guy wants, you know, he needs eye surgery. So he's demanding that the United States give him his eye surgery. One says he's got knee pain and wants, you know, wants his knee fixed.
Good Lord. Well, it's ridiculous, and I don't understand why we're doing any of this. Send him back.
I just explained it. We can.
Yeah.
I mean, every time we necessarily do some of this, the ACLU is suing, Southern Poverty Law Center is suing, some of these immigrant
right.
Advocate groups are suing, and so forth and so on. So in
right.
the meantime, you know, you've got this person, Luis Manuel Delgado, okay, at least 29 years old. He's got schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and, you know, he's suing because he doesn't feel like he has been afforded the mental health treatment that he should get for free.
Good God. All right, well, let's switch gears. You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we know about the sanctuary cities. We know about a lot of people that have been released for whatever reason. Now, suddenly, Bill de Blasio, way to go there, Billy Baby. We find out that some 3,000 criminal illegal aliens, some of them charged with attempted murder, were just simply released out of the criminal justice system.
And?
And the saga continues. Now, this is New York now. The last time we talked about this, I believe it was Los Angeles or San Francisco, one of those cities. This is New York now.
But it goes on. You've got these local sheriffs and mayors that are saying, we're not going to do immigration control and management is the part of the federal government. We at the state and local level are not going to do their jobs for them. Well, we're not asking them to. We're just saying we have a detainer on this cat. Hold them and let us come get them. And they're saying no. So they release them out into the, you know, population, you know, or out on the streets. And then we've got to go in there and track this person down, and we're not going to get any cooperation from the local law enforcement. So where we could have had a situation that they were already in lockup, we just come over there and get them. No, we could end up with somebody that, you know, is embedded in, you know, some little community and gets his hands on some weapons, and then we could have a very nasty situation if we've got to go get a criminal.
What do you think about Omar and Tlaib that had their little press conference yesterday, and they stood up there, and we talked a little bit about this, but they stood up there and they basically lied about, you know, the reason that they were going to Israel. Well, we were going to talk to the Knesset and to talk to the Netanyahu. And this. No, they weren't. No, they weren't.
Right.
So, and then they turn up there, they get there yesterday, and they said they were not allowed to go to the places that they wanted to visit, and this was infringing on their rights. I mean, the nonsense I heard. Are these two ever just going to fade up and go away till we vote them out of office?
Well, here's an interesting thing. Rashida Tlaib went on and on and on about her grandmother, and
yeah,
she has to go visit her before she dies. Well, you know what? She hadn't seen her grandmother in 10 years.
Yeah,
so she
exactly.
could have gone. How come she didn't go when she wasn't a congressperson?
Yeah. Yeah. And she also could have gone.
She doesn't live in any. Yes, they said her. My yeah. grandmother doesn't live in any dignity. Oh, yeah, she does.
Yeah.
But it's just fine.
She also could have gone with the 70 members of Congress that went. They would have allowed her permission to go there. Jeez. All right. Well, we got to run, and I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we'll take a look at our next military and veterans news report. Got some military news to talk about here tonight. Some different things coming, some changes for the Army. Winter rotations now for Iraq and Afghanistan. Units coming home, units going over. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump continues to tout the U.S. economy, but he may have something up his sleeve. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
While rejecting predictions of a coming recession, President Trump did tell reporters he's considering another tax cut for America's middle class.
Payroll tax is something that we think about, and a lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the workers of our country.
The president making the comments while meeting with his Romanian counterpart at the White House on Tuesday. His words come a day after the White House denied that President Trump was considering a payroll tax cut. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president also says he wants to see big interest rates cut by the Federal Reserve. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are very happy that you're tuning in, listening to us today, and to all the veterans that are aboard, especially you wounded warriors. Listen up, I'll have something special for you to hear towards the end of this segment. But it is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
You betcha. And let me just tell you something here, folks. The Captain's America Third Watch is definitely proud and honored to be able to bring you this report by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that more of you chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you as much money as if you had gone to National Aviation Academy. But here's what I want you to understand, and some of you may not understand this, especially those of you taking a union job. You are not going to start out at 100% of the money that you could make. You are going to start out at what's called an 80% level. And that can mean a significant loss of wages below what you think you were going to get. Now, all that being said, let's understand something here. And I'm not being naive about this. If you want to make $50,000 a year or more to start with, it's there for you to do. It's absolutely positively there for you to do. So, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And what you can do is, while you're there, ask to take the tour. Sign up for the tour at either the location in Concord, Massachusetts, which is Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, where I'm at. Now, you can also call them up at 800-659-2080, and when you do that, again, tell them you want to take the tour. And in doing so, you'll get a chance to see up close and personal exactly what's going on. And I mean it when I tell you, these people are out there to help you, because if you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, your future is locked in and guaranteed for life. And you can make some serious money quickly in this profession, because there is a definite demand right now for aviation maintenance techs. So again, naa.edu. NAA.edu or 800-659-2080. Now, the Army is working very hard to integrate women, as many as want to get involved in combat situations where they can get out there on the field if that's what they want to do. It's an equal opportunity employer these days, the military. Women are welcome to do whatever that it is that they can do. We've got women helicopter pilots. We've got women jet fighter pilots. We've got women combat infantry soldiers. We've got women rangers. Don't know about any Green Berets yet, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. But the fact of the matter is, there's lots of stuff going on in the military. And that's a good thing, in my opinion, because I have no problem. Now, I've fought alongside women in the military back in my day, and I will tell you that some of the women that were in the military were ruthless. I mean, unbelievably freaking ruthless. Hand them a weapon and turn them loose, and it was like, wow. And I know you heard the story about my late wife and the fact that she was actually awarded a Bronze Star for what she did in Vietnam during the Tet Offensive, when her position was overrun and she wasn't supposed to be in a situation where she was going to have to defend herself with a weapon, but the security people got shot. She picked up a weapon and started shooting at Charlie and the that were running around the base that she was located at, and popped nine of them got a Bronze Star as a result of it. And I'll just let that stay where it's at. She was certainly one of the special people the military had to offer, and that's a no-brainer. Now, the other thing is, the Army is right now recruiting very, very, very heavily to try to achieve their recruiting goals. Now, again, all of that is no surprise, because all the services are recruiting very heavy right now. And again, just because you're going to join the military doesn't mean you're going to wind up on the front line in combat, because I don't believe we can say with where we're at right now there's such a thing as a front line anymore. Certainly isn't to my definition of what a front line is, nor anyone else's that's actually been in a situation like that, because jungle warfare and desert warfare is something that's totally, totally different and unique to where we're at right now with what we're up to in the scheme of things. Okay, now let's take a look at the Navy, because the Surgeon General of the Navy said that local Marines, sailors, and their families at San Diego and Camp Pendleton Retirees can also expect the same access to medical services, even though the Navy medicine is bracing for major administrative changes and sweeping personnel cuts in the not-too-different future. So remember, when it comes time for things that are going on in the military, that they're adapting, improvising, and overchanging or overcoming with all the different circumstances that they're presented with. Now, the Air Force, once again, hackers have successfully infiltrated a data system in an F-15 Eagle fighter jet, but it was done with the approval of the Defense Department this time, anyway, not to be confused with some other times. Now, all that being said, again, keep in mind that we have to be real careful with things that are going by in terms of the computer glitches that we seem to keep having from time to time, which is why we're practicing on our own stuff. Now, everybody knows who Matt Gaetz is. Matt Gaetz is also a highly decorated Army veteran. I believe he was an Army Ranger. I think he had 4 or 5 tours overseas before he became a congressman. He's pretty special in that resort with the things that he's done, and I found out some things about him last night that I didn't know, and I'm very proud to say that I have a minor little role in the play in his scheme of things there. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, also, the Marines just overhauled its special duty assignments, which means right now might be the best time to consider becoming a recruiter or a drill instructor. That could put a lot of money in your pocket right now. There are definitely some bonuses for doing that, to change your MOS to become a drill instructor or a recruiter for the Marines. And I would suggest to some of you that are listening right now that may be in that situation that you take a look at that program and see what the situation might offer for you. Because I know if it were me and I was thinking about that, wow, wouldn't take a brain surgeon to do that for me in my case. So there you go. There you go. And to all those that are listening to us today, and I just got a little shout out here to all of you guys listening to us in the hangars over there at MacDill Air Force Base, thanks very much for tuning in. Remember, if we got your six here on this program, it's all about we the people. It's all about you guys and what you do to keep us free and safe here. And I will stand up for you. And any time that you need our support here on this show, don't be afraid to mention it. And Uncle Rick, thanks again for that great little rim shot that you gave me there. I appreciate that. That's pretty sharp looking there, my man. Wear that with pride. All right, we're coming back. We're going to talk to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way in the Captain's America Third Watch, coast to coast.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband, Don, are listening to us right now on our affiliate up there in Carrollton, Georgia. That would be 1330 WLBB. A big shout out to all you guys and gals listening to us there tonight, and also to Fort Benning, Georgia, because they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, and yeah, you can hear us there. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody, Fort Benning. Now, this program, right now, this portion, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's Relief Factor. It is a natural product that will help you if you're suffering with pain or discomforts, joint discomforts, some muscle problems. It's worked for me. I've been taking it for over 3 years, and I'll tell you what, I can't say enough good things about it. I wish I'd known about it sooner. I wouldn't have been on Mobic and Flexeril for 10 years to take care of the arthritis problems that I've got. But they've got the 3-week quick start plan, $19.95, plus shipping and handling for the 3-week quick start plan. It takes about 5 days or so to get to you. You can get it quicker if you want, but you got to pay extra for that. And all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Remember, you try it for 3 weeks, you take it the way it says to take it, don't use any shortcuts, take it exactly the way it says to take it, and if it works for you, then you'll automatically go on the automatic monthly plan, and you'll get it every month like clockwork. So, go to my website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the product, and you'll be glad you did, and it'll work for you. The way it worked for me, boy, you'll be in like Flynn. All right. The watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski, is with us. Hello, sir.
How are you?
Let's start with some interesting news that's kind of back-channel news, but it's there. President Trump's administration and Mr. Maduro in Venezuela are confirming the fact that they are, in fact, having direct high-level talks to get Mr. Maduro out of Venezuela, and I don't know where he's going, doesn't say, but he'll be leaving for another destination.
Interesting. Doing the Idi Amin route there. I don't know where he's headed. France, who knows? Sometimes this happens. Negotiate, dictators and
right.
despots and jerks out, and they live the high life somewhere else. I'm not too familiar with the talks. I don't know. It's the socialists sometimes, they kind of like going down with the ship, to some degree. I don't know. Maybe great. I just don't know how much we're going to be involved in having to come in there and rebuild Venezuela and what's going to be asked of us. I would hope that maybe you get some surrounding nations to help out, but there's enough economic problems all around South America, in particular Argentina, with the issues that they have. So he does leave. What comes next? We always have leaders leave, but then you get a vacuum in there. And a lot of what we did with the removal of Saddam Hussein, what comes next? And,
yeah.
That's the question we need to ask.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I'm talking to Chris Markowski. Now, his website to find out more about him is watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Chris, I know this isn't all the fault of the illegals, but we didn't have outbreaks in 30 states of measles until we had all these illegals show up, and now that they've been released to some of the big blue cities, measles suddenly is back up on the hot chart.
I sure it has a lot of different things coming in from people from other nations, but we also have an issue here where people are not getting inoculated from this stuff and getting vaccinated, they're actually becoming more susceptible to this. It's kind of strange that diseases that we eradicated are starting to come back.
Yeah, well, we were just told yesterday that the immigrants that are in custody, the illegals in custody right now, will not get the flu vaccine. So here we go. That'll be the next thing, won't it?
Oh, boy. Flu is another thing because, I'll be honest, man, I've never gotten a flu vaccine. Certain things, there's no way that they can actually tell in a year what the strain of the vaccine is, and you can get a vaccine and it might not even work against the flu for that year. So I've never gotten one, but some of these other diseases that work basically all the time, I think it's something, I know there's a lot of anti-vaxxers out there. I'm not one of them.
Well, here's your joke about Maduro. Our friend Eric, the Marine in Seminole, is saying that Maduro is negotiating with the United States directly because he wants a job with the Bernie Sanders campaign and the DNC.
There you go. I mean, imagine, running mate. Now I can't. put him on the campaign trail. I mean, these people think that socialism is great. Go check it out.
Go
see how it's working out.
Classic example right there of what it's not going to do. All right. Well, we all know who Stephen Moore is, correct?
Yes.
He is saying, and this is his quote, and you picked the right states, by the way. There are four states facing the high tax apocalypse. So you had the states right, so why don't you tell everybody?
I did. I picked New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, and what, Illinois? Did
yep.
I miss on Illinois?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's ridiculous taxes. People are up and moving. I know what happens. A lot of people stick around to... They get their kids through school, and if they're able to move after getting their kids through school, they're deciding to go elsewhere. There's an ongoing marketing effort at a lot of the hotels in and around where I live in Long Island, Garden City Hotel, where on a regular basis you've got states and housing developments and retirement communities actively marketing to people to say, hey, you know what? The amount of money you'll save on taxes, you can actually buy yourself a home.
Well, when you come back down here again, and I believe you will once your kids get out of school, according to what I heard you tell me once before, are you coming back to Lakewood Ranch?
I'm not sure. No, I'll probably be a little bit closer to the coast somewhere. I'm deciding. I don't know if it'll be in around the Tampa area Because Tampa, the city of Tampa is really, you know, they're doing a great job with that and building that up. And I just want to live somewhere where I don't have to drive every day. I want to be able to walk out of my house and walk to the grocery store, and I got to figure the right community for that.
Well, I can just see the Chris Markowski scooter in operation in Tampa.
Yeah, I do like, you know, living in a city. I like having the country nearby, but I like also the idea of not having to drive. When I wake up in the morning, go get, grab a cup of coffee, I want to be able to walk and do it.
Yeah, maybe by that time we'll have some more public transportation here, because they're always talking about that. Now, in terms of what's going on today, I was looking before we started, and I told you I was going to take a look at the futures on the stock market. I realize it doesn't mean anything, but the numbers are all in the green right now, and I told you what the numbers were when we first talked here about 10 minutes ago. They're actually higher now again.
Like I said, markets trade. I mean, yesterday it was up, down, sideways, all over the place. Ended up trading to the downside at the end of the day. I think a lot of it has to do with the algorithmic trading and momentums and stuff that's very, very difficult for people to understand. That's why, you know, I pay little attention to the day-to-day movements of the stock market. You can ask me oftentimes at 4 o'clock what the market did today, and 99% of the time, I don't have an answer because I don't care.
Now, are you familiar with the Facebook Libra currency?
Well, I know what they're trying to do.
Okay. Well, the European Union's antitrust division is giving that a lot of close scrutiny right now.
Well, they give a lot of scrutiny to anything that we do over here. Their inability to innovate is, well, that's part of the problem that they have with socialism. Makes it very, very difficult for people to start new businesses and come up with new ideas. And, you know, oftentimes they look to the things that we do and we're successful, and then they end up trying to knock it down or tax it or whatever it may be. So, they're going to look at a lot of these things. Libra's different than the cryptocurrencies is because it actually has a backing in something that is hard. The people are planning on putting some commodities together to help back that. I'm not that familiar with it yet. I'm going to obviously have to look into it moving forward to a greater degree, but it is a little bit different than the cryptos.
And finally, many of us are familiar with what the capital gains tax is. The president's office is leading us to believe and hinting that the president may bypass Congress by executive order to cut the capital gains tax.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with this, because I was reading that there was, and I don't remember this, but I was reading about it yesterday. There was precedent with George H.W. Bush trying to do something and tinker with the tax code.
Right.
And he didn't win on that one when it came to the courts.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see the legal opinion on this one.
All righty. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to celebrate our way to the next break. Coming up to Colonel's Corner with Colonel Jim Warshak. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.